Everybody wants to know, what is school going to look like in the fall, whether it's K-12 or college? And you heard in the news plans by the Port Huron Area School District to start before Labor Day and kind of making a lot of contingency plans for the upcoming school year. At St. Clair County Community College, they also are planning for the fall. And joining us right now to talk about that and some other things going on and off campus is the Vice President of Student Services at SC for Pete Lacey. Pete, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well,
thank you.
What's
SC
four going to look like come fall semester?
Well, you know, we just started summer classes this week, and we started those online. But we have on campus classes for our health science students starting June 1st, and so we are excited to have students back. And we will, be putting in all of the safety protocols with pre-screening and mask and social distancing, et cetera. But it's going to be great to get those healthcare workers trained and to be able to continue their programs. Fall semester, you know, as you mentioned, I was excited to hear the Port Huron Schools plan with August 24th. We start August 24th as well, and we're going to be here. We're planning to be on campus. Registration is ongoing right now, and you know, our team continues to work remotely to assist students each and every day. So really looking ahead to the August time frame and looking for the college to be open and servicing our community.
You know, we talked before, Pete, but I think it's worth repeating that, you know, this happened so quickly and everybody had to switch from, you know, everybody that was teaching on campus had to move everything offline. That all happened very quickly. At least now, as you plan for the future, you got a little time to plan what those classes are going to be like, especially for those that haven't offered online learning before.
That's correct. Yeah, definitely the time to plan is helpful. And I think it's encouraging to see the COVID-19 numbers continue to improve in our service area, start to see things opening up a little bit more, not just in our state, but even locally. And so when you start looking into the future there, we're again planning to be open there. It's exciting for us to see, like, our winter semester, it did finish up. And many students were real successful. I don't know if you saw, but the Complete Your Degree program just had 9 graduates finish. And, you know, that's awesome to see with the Community Foundation and our partnership together, the work of Audrey and Kevin with students and, you know, Randy Meyer's whole team. We're just really thankful to see students that got back to school and finished something that they had all long wanted to do. So we're here for the new students too, Paul. I would say your listeners, anyone that's concerned about what the future might look like, SC4 is a great option. I attended a graduation parade Sunday for our daughter, and while it was really cool, it was unusual, but there's just a lot of uncertainty about what our student plans going to be for the future. And so definitely we're here, we're open, we're ready. And, you know, students, we'd love to help anyone reach their final goal of a university. We can get classes to transfer for them easily.
Absolutely. Talking with Pete Lacey, the Vice President of Student Services at St. Clair County Community College. What about sports? What about Skipper's athletics moving forward?
Yeah, great question. You know, you see a lot of that in our society right now, what's going on with athletics. And so I'm happy to report Skipper's athletics. We are moving forward. We have a lot of incoming athletes and returning athletes. We're starting women's soccer this fall, and our coaches are really excited about the group of young ladies we have coming in with that. We're working closely with the NJCA, that's our national organization, as well as the region with states in Indiana and Ohio, and our conference on plans for a safe reintegration of college sports. And so similar to what you read on the national level with the NCAA, a lot of contingency plannings of, you know, what would happen. We're supposed to begin August 1st with fall sports. That's when practices start. But there are some contingency plans of potential options for delayed starts, other schedule adjustments may be needed for the coming year. But we expect to have college athletics up and running.
What about the dorms? I know that was a big deal to get student housing in downtown Port Huron. Is that something that will still be offered for the coming academic year?
Yes, Paul. We are currently taking applications. We have a nice group of students already committed for the housing, and so we're following safety protocols there as well and monitoring what adjustments may need to be made as we get into the fall semester. But just looking at our recent applicants, we have students from 10 different counties already committed to coming in three different states, three countries that would they want to live in downtown Port Huron, and we want to be able to provide that to them.
The CARES Act provided a nice sum of money to St. Clair County Community College. How has that been going in terms of implementing that for SC4?
Yeah, CARES Act money, we have been able to process applications at a very quick pace, which is a kudos to our team members who have been working diligently on this. We've received over 1,000 applications from our students, so that's very representative of the need in our community. These are students who needed some additional funds in order to continue their college journey, and we've so far awarded about $500,000 to about half of those student applicants. So if there's any listeners that are currently enrolled SC4 students, our application is at sc4.edu/cares. And the federal government does require that they also fill out a FAFSA form. So if they haven't done that, they want to get that done before they apply. And then our team will work with them on their application.
Oh, that's fantastic. A lot of opportunities. And I think it's worth repeating, Pete, as you mentioned, so much uncertainty right now as to what's going to happen on so many campuses that, you know, if you, you know, are from or live in, you know, the greater Port Huron area, SC4 becomes a pretty good option, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're really proud of our history. You know, we have graduates throughout the Blue Water area in all levels of work, and they're just doing great things for our community, and we want to continue to provide that outstanding quality experience to our local residents.
All right. Hey, Pete, I appreciate the update. Thanks for joining us this morning, and have a great day. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you. You too, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Pete Lacy with us from St. Clair County Community College, the Vice President of Student Services there as they begin to prepare for the fall semester, summer semester already well underway. It's a beautiful day out there right now, sunny skies. We'll get to about 70 degrees for the high today. Coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, Governor Whitmer will be speaking. We'll have live coverage of that right here on WPHM, so stay tuned after the morning show. We'll hand things off to Governor Whitmer speaking from Lansing this morning on WPHM. 57 degrees, sunny skies at 19 past 9 o'clock.